A bubble refers to the rise and fall in asset prices such that prices deviate from fundamental or intrinsic value. Defining fundamental value is hard, so financial economists have tried to tie it to something real, the asset's future discounted returns. This is easy when considering a bond with a fixed interest rate, but much harder to think about when we consider a new, highly uncertain startup. But we are getting ahead of ourselves. Simply predicting rises and falls in asset prices, which we call boom and bust episodes, would be sufficient for any practical use. However, such cycles are much more interesting when the price movements fail to reflect underlying intrinsic value, that is, when they are irrational, inspired by animal spirits or the madness of crowds. Financial economists call such episodes bubbles, and so will we. Distinguishing between bubbles and mere boom and bust cycles requires a statement about the rationality of traders. This, in turn, requires some idea of what might have been reasonable to believe at the time trades were made. One has to have a theory of what is reasonable to believe about a future profit stream. The problem is, though, that one can come up with a justification to explain any price as rational. For example, if one has good reason to believe that the $7.7 billion eToys valuation in February 2000 was a reasonable assessment of eToys' future profits from selling toys on the web, then the eToys episode is properly classified as a boom and bust cycle, not a bubble. In general, many stories are plausible in highly uncertain settings. To quote the famed baseball philosopher Yogi Berra, "It's tough to make predictions, especially about the future." This prediction challenge has led to claims that even the most excessive price fluctuations, such as those of the dot-com bubble, were not examples of irrational exuberance, but measured decisions of thoughtful traders. Such arguments rely on an options-based logic that suggests that prices should increase with uncertainty. In this view, high prices reflect the possibility that a given venture might be the next General Electric or Apple, while also taking into account the fact that losses are limited. Stock prices can't fall below $0. However, rational theories do not explain why the presence of novice investors increase the likelihood of the phenomenon, nor do such accounts square well with contemporaneous descriptions of bubbles and other market anomalies. They do not incorporate the role of narratives and stories in human decision-making. While we will be more precise about these arguments and our definitions in later chapters, we use the term boom and bust episode to refer to a substantial increase and subsequent decrease in prices. We label such an episode a bubble if we find that the boom and bust occurred at a time with a substantial influx of novice investors and was also accompanied by identifiable narratives.